Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning, everyone, and welcome to another episode of Grace Nurture. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for joining us on today. If it is indeed your first time being here with us, we welcome you and invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. Grace Nurture is a ministry of the Grace View Church of Christ located in Stone Mountain, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Today, our words of encouragement will be presented by Brother Ben Griffin. His message is entitled, Only Christianity Honors the Humbling of Its God. It comes from John chapter 13, verses 3 through 5. I don't know exactly what you are doing at this time, but I strongly encourage that you stop, find yourselves a quiet corner, and prepare to listen to the words God has placed upon his heart to share with us all on today. Brother Griffin, you are on the air.
Good morning, Sister Danielle, and thank you for being a kind host and Grace Nurture and Grace View and Almighty God, Savior Jesus Christ. I want to thank everyone who has part in this telecast, those who have signed on, those who are listening in, and those who have been involved with this ministry from its inception. I want to thank you all for allowing me to be a part of it. Today's lesson is coming from the heart of the fact that in a society that's bent on inclusion and acceptance of everyone and anyone, that's focused upon diversity and acceptance of all things by anyone, oftentimes you're led to wonder what significant contribution or what uniqueness does Christianity offer among all the religions of the world. It's estimated that there are some 5,000 distinct religions. Many of them are still in existence today, and many of them even predated Christianity. But what makes Christianity unique among all the other religions? What does Christianity bring to the table that the other ones don't? I'm often wondered as to the similarities that you often hear people say that exist in Christianity, but also exist in the other world religions. When we talk about world religions, there are five that has made the top charts and is considered as major, and that's Buddhism, Hinduism, Christianity, and Judaism, and Islam. And of those five, which one is the predominant influence on the world at the moment? Many debate Islam. Some say that Hinduism on the rise and Buddhism is on the rise, but Christianity and Judaism combined still is the primary religion of the world. But you would be amazed of those who dispute those claims or those numbers, but yet and still, as believers in the body of Christ, we embrace Christianity. And sometimes, I guess, watching television and listening to naysayers, you have to pause and think seriously about your own faith and find the difference and what matters the most in Christianity. What caused it to stand out among all other religions? I don't have the time this morning to go through a litany of proofs that I have, but there's one I want to share with you this morning, and that is coming from John chapter 13, verse 3 through 5, and that only Christianity celebrates or honors the humbling of its God. You know, in every world order that has ever been, the rulers, the emperors, the kings, the priests, the princes, the nobles, the judges, none of them have ever been known to celebrate or to humble itself, to bow down, to wash the feet of the servants, the slaves, the constituencies of the kingdom or society or whatever they are ruling over. But in Christianity, we find this uniqueness, how that the King of Kings and Lords of Lords was so confident of its mission and why he came and what he did while he was here, that it did not offend him. He did not think it robbery to be equal with God, but took upon him the form of a servant made in the likeness of man and humbled himself of the cross. Now, you know the rest of the story, how the Father resurrected him and exalted him above every name on heaven and earth. But in John chapter 13, we find that right at supper time, Jesus, there with his disciples, he rose up from the dinner table and he took a towel and he girded himself. Now, he knew what was going to happen before it happened, but the Bible said he girded himself with a towel and he began to wash the feet of his disciples. And it was Peter that said, "Lord, no, not me." And the Lord said, "If I don't wash your feet, then Peter, you have no connection to this ministry." And so Peter succumbed to his instructions and allowed the Lord to wash his feet and even request that he wash all of him. But here we find that the Savior of the world knelt down to wash the feet of his disciples. And in doing so, Jesus, the Son of God, perhaps saved you and I, because by nature, you and I are haughty, arrogant, and proud people. And by looking at the Son of God, the one who came down from heaven, the one who died on the cross, the one who was spat upon, the one who was slapped in shame, humbled himself. Heaven came down and humbled himself before mankind. No other religion, no other nation, no other person in history ever did something like that. But God humbled himself and allowed himself to be humiliated by humankind, the very ones he came to save, the very ones he sent his son to give his life for. Now heaven is on earth in the person of Jesus Christ, the Son, been humiliated, washing the feet of sinful men. The very ones who indicted him, one of those that betrayed him, but yet here we are in Christianity. We are honoring that incident because it changed your life and my life. One of the most deadliest weapons that we self-destruct because we're not humble, we're not considerate of the other person, but through that act of God, by allowing himself to be humiliated, now we can honor him for being the God that he is, because he saved you and I, because teaching us how we should humble and consider others more than ourselves. It said in Philippians chapter 2 that he thought it not robbery to be equal with God. We are told to let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ, who found it not robbery to be equal with God, but took upon himself the form of a servant and came in the likeness of man and humbled himself even unto death, even to the death cross. Wherefore God has highly exalted him and gave him a name above every name, which every tongue should confess and every knee should bow. We find in John 1:14, the Bible says he came into his own, and his own received him not. John chapter 6:38, he says, "I've come down from heaven that men might be saved." Isaiah 53 talks about he is a man acquainted with grief, despised and rejected by men, yet esteemed him not, that he was willing to come down and humble himself. We find that 2 Corinthians chapter 8 verse 9 say that Christ, though I was rich, yet I became poor for mankind. Jesus divested himself, heaven divested itself, came down to this sin-sick world to teach us how to live. Now, of all the other religions, I challenge each of us to do a little research and find out whether in any other religion, God, its leader, its founder, has ever knelt down and washed the feet of any of its followers or its worshipers, or allow itself to be disrespected, spat upon, humiliated, publicly talked about, mistreated, betrayed, sold out. And yet he says, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. They even railed against him while he's on the cross. He saved others. Why not save himself and come down from the cross if you be the Son of God? But he took it. He allowed himself to be humiliated. When didn't have to. Would you and I take what Christ took, what heaven took off of earth? But we, as a Christian faith, we honor and we celebrate him as being the God from heaven, the Savior of the world, the Deliverer, the Master, our Lord, our Christ, our friend. That's the uniqueness of Christianity. And I want to encourage all of you, even though you're seeing things that make it appear to be that Christianity is losing, it's not. You know, the media can muddy things up, but your personal walk with Jesus is what really matters. Your walk with Jesus is not predicated on who else walked with him. You know what the Bible teaches. You know what Jesus has done for your life. Therefore, you humble yourself. You revere and you honor the faith, the Christian faith. Christ says, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one's coming to the Father except by me. In Acts chapter 4 and verse 12, the Bible said, neither is there salvation in any other, for there's none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. If anyone's going to be saved, you're going to be saved through the one who is the founder of the Christian faith, and his name is Jesus. And so I want to encourage you this morning, don't give in. Don't give up. The Bible is a game changer. Whatever the Bible says, that's what it is. May God bless you and may he keep you in our prayer. Heavenly Father, we're so thankful for this day. We hope and trust that this message has reached and touched the hardened lives of those who are listening. We realize that we get challenged from time to time, and we don't have all the answers immediately, but we know where the answers are. And we know who has the answer. We just pray for your encouragement, for allowing us to be tenacious, be steadfast, unmovable, always abounding in the work of the Lord. For we know that our labor is not in vain. But sometimes, in the Father, the road does seem long, narrow, and dark sometimes. We just ask that you give us the strength to carry on. Let us not grow weary in well-doing. We believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God. Help us to be more courageous and more faithful and more true to your call. May you bless us today. In your Son Christ's name we do pray. Amen.